It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got lots of baseball going on. I know we got some happy people in Cleveland, you know, based on what the Guardians are doing. They live to see another day. And then we also got news in Cleveland that Joe Flacco is now going to be sitting on the pine, or at least wearing a headset, and Dylan Gabriel is going to get the start. What does this mean for the Browns moving forward? What does this mean for Shador? What does this mean for Kevin Stefanski? How long is the leash for Gabriel? What's going on with Myles Garrett's ankle? There is a lot to discuss with this team. And joining us right now is someone who can talk all things Browns, courtesy of a 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. It's time to have a chat with Andy Baskin. Andy, how are you, man?
What's up, Jared? You don't want to talk about the Cavaliers training in Bradenton, Florida? I mean, that's the big story here today.
I did see that Ball had no idea that there was water in Cleveland. I don't know where he's been, but what can you say? That's a big story there.
What, Andy, a big day there.
It is.
What's going on? Yes.
Hey, well, let's get to these Browns, man.
Okay.
Joe Flacco sat around and said that he was, I don't want to put words in his mouth, he did not expect to see this happen. Joe Flacco has 2 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Did he really say he was a little surprised or shocked?
I mean, he knew when he signed up for this gig, when he walked into a room that had 4, sometimes 5 quarterbacks sitting in it, he had to know that at 40 years old, especially knowing what's happened in his career the last couple of years, that this was coming. I'm shocked, you know, but I'm not shocked by the fact that the Browns made the change. They need to see, they're 1-3. And I don't think it's all Joe's fault. That's maybe why he feels that way, because, you know, they've walked out there for 4 games so far, right? 4 games, and they've only had 3/5 of their offensive line. They've struggled having a tackle with any consistency on the right side or the left side. He's got wide receivers that are dropping passes left and right. So I kind of understand why he might be shocked, but no one else in the world is.
Well, you talk about the struggles on offense, whether it's the line, wide receivers, and what have you. They're going to take on the Vikings in London next. The Vikings are no slouches when it comes to defense. Are they throwing Dylan Gabriel? I know he can move around much more than Flacco. I think my grandma can. But are they not throwing him to the wolves a little too soon here?
Let me just ask you this. Can your grandma help the Browns get to over 20 points? Because if she has, I'll give her Deshaun Watson's contract. How's that sound? This team can't get over 20 points. Look at the last 22 games. Ask her. Yeah.
Well, she may be able to do it on field goals. I don't know, you know, how shifty. She's shifty. I got to ask about her leg now, okay? I got to ask.
This team, you know, offensively is just kind of a mess. And you're right, they're going up against the Minnesota team. That's going to put a lot of pressure on them. The weird thing about it is the Browns defense is probably going to keep them in the game. They are. I mean, that's just what they've been doing every week. Even in the game against the Ravens, when they gave up 41 points, 21 points weren't their fault. They were Joe Flacco's fault. They were the wide receiver's fault. And, of course, they were also special teams, because they've got 1 game out of special teams that's given them any help. The defense has played winning football for every game this season, and they've deserved to walk out on the field and win games. And I think that's the hard part. I mean, like, how do you look at each other on the offense and go, man, the defense gave us another chance this week, and we didn't do it. We didn't do it again. We didn't do it again. So I can understand the change. I see what they're doing. And, yeah, maybe Dylan Gabriel is going to be under pressure this week, but maybe because he's a left-handed quarterback, and Jack Conklin, if he's back this week, one of their most experienced offensive linemen, can help him out at right tackle. It's almost kind of a, you know, the role reversal. But still, right, when you look at those wide receivers, I don't know where they're going to get help. Jerry Jeudy hasn't been everything that you would want in a one, and I don't know that it's even fair to him to call him a one, but he's a one in this offense.
Yeah, he had that good year last year. Big expectations for him on this go-round. What have you seen from Dylan Gabriel that makes you feel comfortable that, oh, this is why Kevin Stefanski put him in this spot as opposed to Shador? We know he's number 3, but why Dylan? What have you seen throughout the course of the several months?
Well, I mean, that's all we saw, though, was, you know, preseason games where he's going up against guys that aren't playing for the Rams anymore. Right. And so I don't know what we're going to see. I do expect to see a quarterback who is more mobile than Joe Flacco. And that's about it. I'm still, the jury's out for Shador Sanders with me, too. I mean, I wouldn't mind if they tried to figure it out. But everything I hear is that he's not ready and he needs more time and he's not up to he's not at the same level as Dillon Gabriel? I don't know. None of us are seeing this. You know who knows? The Browns front office. They're the ones that probably know. And, you know, do they want to sit there and throw out a third-round pick compared to a fifth-round pick? I think both these guys are going to get the opportunity to play, especially if the offense continues to look like this is, because they have got – there's number one job this year is to figure out what they're doing with those first two-round picks or their two first-round picks next year. So I want to see what they look like. And at 1-3, what does it matter at this point if Joe Flacco's playing quarterback or not?
Andy Baskin is here with us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. Does this mean if Dillon stinks, we know that Shador is still listed at quarterback number three, are they immediately going to go back to Flacco if things get bad, or Shador? When is Shador going to get his shot?
I don't know. I don't even know that Shador is getting his shot in practice. So, you know, from what we hear, he gets extra work after the team is done with their regular reps, and they have the chance to get him out there. Don't forget, Bailey Zappe is also on the roster.
Oh, my God.
Like, it wouldn't shock me if they jump Bailey Zappe above Shador Sanders, knowing Kevin Stefanski and knowing what this offensive setup is. Because Bailey's already, you know, Bailey's got a game under his belt from last year, and it wouldn't shock me if they jumped him. But Shador will probably go in. Well, they've already said he'll go in this week as the emergency quarterback. So Shador's just going to have to sit back, wait, and see what happens. And knowing the way the Browns have been since they came back in 1999 and have gone through, I think, 160,000 quarterbacks in that time, he'll get his chance at some point this year.
Well, at some point this year, what is your response? He was asked about this in the locker room today. And, you know, what do you think about Dillon going in at number one and then you not jumping into number two? And he just – he mimed responses to the reporters. Like, he didn't say anything. It was – I felt like I was back in kindergarten. Is this stuff like this one of the reasons that people kind of said, eh, we'll pass on this guy?
Probably. I mean, it doesn't make any sense for him to say – he's been really good with the media so far, and he's been – you know, about town, and he's been at a lot of these. The Browns have donated a bunch of fields to local high schools. He's been out and about, and, you know, kids love him. Fans love him. But it's not a good look. You know, the whole thing last week, I should probably be starting for another team somewhere else. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a problem with that. I want my third-string quarterback to believe he should be starting for somebody else because he's two snaps away from being your starting quarterback. So there are things about maybe Shador's not their cup of tea, but if he's not their cup of tea, why did they draft him? I don't understand it. They made a big mess for themselves, and they're really good at that. That's one of the things the Browns do is create drama, especially when they're not winning. And, you know, I still don't understand why they brought Shador. It also hurts Dillon Gabriel. Like, if they don't draft Shador Sanders, I think this town's ecstatic for the opportunity to see the guy they drafted in the draft, right? Dillon Gabriel. And Shador wouldn't even be a blip on the radar. So I think they made themselves a big mess when they brought Shador Sanders in, even to draft him in the fifth round. I just don't, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, especially knowing that they have two first-round picks in next year's draft. I don't understand it.
Yeah, they've undercut someone that you just said. And Dillon Gabriel, people would be excited over seeing him go out there and start. You talk about the Browns in their offseason, pretty hilarious, even before Shador got into the scene or the situation. Myles Garrett asking for a trade, getting paid immediately. He's fine with everything going on with the team. Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely. You just like the check. What's the deal with his ankle? Is he likely to miss this game in London, or what's going on?
I don't think so. I just that's not who Miles is. I see Miles going out there and playing as hard as he possibly can. I can't see him giving up the opportunity, especially, I mean, if he can play, he's going to play. If he's hurt, he's not going to play, but you know, if it's pain that you can play with, he's going to be out there. Hey, I got news for you. This is the only nationally televised game the Browns have all year, and it's at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday Eastern. So, I don't know. Miles has played above and beyond. It's hard to kind of get mad at Miles for what happened in the offseason about wanting a trade because Miles is leaving it out on the field. With his exceptional one offside a game, Miles is playing some of the best football I've ever seen him play, playing with heart, playing with desire, and trying to will his team to wins like he did against Green Bay.
Well, Andy, you've reminded me, well, it isn't a UK, so of course the game would be earlier. Are you advising me to have my breakfast before the game or don't eat while I watch the game, right?
Wait, are you a Browns fan? Let me ask you that. That might determine what your stomach looks like.
Oh, yeah, I just like good football. I don't think I'm going to get it.
I would watch the first half if I were you. Then see what happens in the second half. The Browns defense will keep them in the game. No questions asked. And, I mean, Minnesota's known for a few turnovers with a guy who's taking snaps. So I think the defense will keep them in the game. I just don't know how many three and outs, and the offense is going to have to eat up a little bit of time because the defense cannot play the entire game.
Yeah, let's see what Carson Wentz does on the opposing side. Good for a turnover or two. Let me ask you this. You mentioned Kevin Stefanski and his offense. We know that this is someone who's won a coach of the year multiple times, and here he is trying to get this situation together. Do you think ultimately he will still be leading this team whenever they have this turnaround?
They need to improve. Let me just put it that way. I think that, you know, everything that is going on right now goes back to one guy and one move. And that's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And that move has altered the entire franchise since they decided to bring him in. It stopped them from taking draft picks, three first-round draft picks. It's a quarterback they invested a lot of money in, so that they had to make, you know, decisions based on money and trying to get guys to take money up front, which I don't think anyone's going to say no to. But they've still had to play that, you know, salary cap gymnastics to make sure because of Deshaun Watson. And, by the way, I'm not ruling Deshaun Watson out for the rest of the year either. And I'm saying this to someone blue in the face. Browns fans get crazy with me when I say it, but if you're going to pay him all that money and he's healthy enough to play, they're going to take him off the IR and they're going to let him play some games this year.
Wow.
It's all return on investment. I can't see that not happening if they don't have a quarterback that can help them be halfway decent. There's too much money invested in him to not let him play if he's healthy.
Well, do you think that he's done? You would then think he's not done with the Browns past this season. You think we might see him next year then?
Here in Cleveland? The only way you would see him next year in Cleveland, if for some reason they take him off the IR, he comes back and plays and wins a bunch of games at the end of the season.
Then
we got another year with him. And by the way, if he does that and looks good, look for them to trade him. Because they might be able to trade him for the last year because the contract restrictions aren't suffocating as bad once they hit the new year. So that could be another option. But I think as long as they're paying him, and if he is not, you know, if he's healthy and he can play, I would not be shocked if we see him towards the end of the season.
That would be crazy. Andy, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
Yeah, just hit us up, 92.3 The Fan. We also have our YouTube channel that's rolling right now, too, so we're having a lot of fun with that. Andy_Baskin, if you want to hit me up on X.
Hey, Andy, great chat. We appreciate you for taking the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
No worries. You ever need me, give me a buzz.